16. A tip for slightly older toddlers with sleep problems. Try to avoid using your child's cot, crib or bedroom as a place for punishment. It's natural for many parents to issue a punishment such as go to your room if a child is misbehaving. However, the child could then build negative associations with the bedroom and make it more difficult for them to sleep in that room. 17. The shh technique. Many people would think that before a baby is born, its time in the womb would be a quiet, peaceful time. In fact, though, the fast flowing of blood through the arteries surrounding the womb make it anything but quiet. To recreate this sound at a time when you need to quieten and pacify your baby, try making a constant shh sound whilst holding your baby. I realise that many people would automatically make this sound to try and attempt to quieten their baby, but try making that shh sounds quite a bit louder than you would expect. This is then more likely to recreate the noise levels in the womb and should help to calm your baby quicker. And finally for this section, number 18, and this is very important and something you should definitely do, which is keep a sleep diary. In this audio program, you'll hear many tips that will help your baby to sleep through the night. As we've already discussed, all babies are different, and tips that will work for one baby will not work for another. You will therefore need to try different tips, each probably for a week or so to see whether it's having any effect, and then decide whether to continue with that tip or to try a different one. So that you can see exactly which tips are helping your baby progress and which are not, I fully recommend you start keeping a sleep diary. In your baby's sleep diary, you should keep notes of exactly which tip or technique you're trying, how you've implemented it, and most importantly, how your baby has reacted to it and how they have slept. Keeping a diary like this makes it easy to spot patterns, and will be quick to show you which tips or combination of tips will help your baby to get a full night's sleep. It's also useful that when your baby's sleep patterns are documented like this, you can easily show the diary to a friend or even to a doctor if needs be. A friend reading the diary, who is slightly detached from the situation, can often see things that are glaringly obvious that you may have missed.